Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I am your host, Kay Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. Each week, I will equip you to turn your fear to faith, your wounds to wisdom, and your pain to platform. You will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 88 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. This week, we are introducing a brand new four-part series. I can't tell you how excited I am to introduce this series to you because it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. We are entitling this series, Momming Like a Boss. You know I love the Like a Boss theme. We just had Boundaries Like a Boss a couple of episodes ago. And now we're diving into Momming Like a Boss. So I just want to share with you guys that this four-part series is not just for mothers, okay? Something I talk about in my book, Thinking Like a Boss, Uncover and Overcome the Lies Holding You Back from Success, is that I truly believe all women are mothers. We are born mothers. It is an innate gift that we are given as young, young children. My little girls, I can't tell you how young they were. I think they were probably around like 12 months old when they were pretending to nurse their baby dolls, right? Like, how beautiful is that? As a woman, we have this innate caretaker in us, and that's what makes us a mother. So whether you have babies, whether you have kids, whether you are caring for an elderly family member, or caring for a sick loved one, or maybe you have a friend who is in need of your help right now, who is staying with you. Maybe it's mothering your clients, right? We are all mothers. So this first episode, part one of the Momming Like a Boss series, we're going to talk about putting your dreams on hold, okay? Because many women who are in a season of being in the trenches of motherhood, whether you know, maybe you have kids home with you right now, or again, you're caring for someone who maybe has COVID and really needs your help and support. Maybe you're just dropping off meals or whatever. But this episode, we're going to be diving into putting your dreams on hold and sort of the beauty that is birthed out of it. I think that we look at putting our dreams on hold in a negative light when it's really a beautiful thing because it gives us time to mature. It gives us time to grow, to even develop the idea or the opportunity to a different level. So I'm going to first share with you actually before we dive in a little bit about my story of putting some dreams on hold and what that has been like for me. So, you know, I have two little girls, 3 years old and 20 months, and the transition from being an entrepreneur, working 80 hours a week in my business to becoming a mama and completely being knocked down has been tough, right? And it's evolved over the last 3 years that I've been a mom. It has gotten easier in many ways, and then at times it feels hard again. But the one consistent thing that I just want to share with you is that every time that I have put a dream on hold, when I've been able to reopen that box again, it has been just even more fulfilling, I believe, than if I was able to pursue that dream right at that moment. So you guys know I published my first book back in February. And back in 2017, when I started putting my proposal together to sell this book to agents, like to sign an agent and sell this book to publishers, I had this idea for this whole series of books, right? And I think that happens where we have this, like, we have these huge ideas, right? Like, I want to do this and then I want to do that. And it's very easy for us to sort of get stalled in that place of, I have so many ideas, where do I start first? But when we're in that season of just not having a whole lot of time, we have to be really good at setting priorities. And for me, you know, I had this book, Thinking Like a Boss, And I had this second book idea, Boundaries Like a Boss. And I felt at the time back in 2017, I am so ready to write these books. And I remember experiencing a little bit of scarcity. Like, what happens if books come out that are so similar to mine, and then my book can't be in the world? And at one point in my business, I remember releasing different products or different services out of scarcity. Like, I have this brilliant idea. Now, this was before kids, so I need to get it into the world before someone else steals my idea. And guys, let me just share with you, that's like the worst place to be in, okay? No one's gonna steal your idea. Your idea is always your idea. You always have a very specific and personal twist on whatever it is that you're birthing into this world. So we have to release that scarcity mindset that it's a race to get our ideas out there, because it isn't. And, you know, I published this first book in 2020, and the next book, you know, with COVID, we had some setbacks of when publishing dates would happen, and it's not going to be birthed until 2022, okay? And it's just so crazy, because looking back, I was like, I want to get Thinking Like a Boss out, but I also want to get Boundaries Like a Boss out, and I feel like I need to write it now. But if I had written that book back then, I wasn't ready for it, you know? Like, yes, the concepts and the ideas are the same, but the stories and the experiences are so different, right? I will be, because this book will be out not for another year and a half. So in the process of writing this book, I'm going to be a different person, right? 2022, I'll be a different person than I am in 2020. And this is the time that this next book is supposed to be birthed, right? If I had written it sooner, it wouldn't have been the book that it's going to be. So I want to remind you of that. And someone that I love to listen to, her audiobooks, her podcast, her name's Jenny Allen, and she recently birthed this book series into the world. It's a kids' book series. And what really speaks to me the most about her story is that she shares that she wrote these books over a decade ago. God gave her this idea, I think she said it was like 14 years ago, to write this series. And being a mom, having this huge ministry that she runs, she knew she couldn't do everything. And she had to set that boundary with herself and say, I'm going to put this up on a shelf. This is a dream. This is an idea that God has given me, and it's not the right time to birth it yet. And I admire that so much, because I think so often it's easy for us, again, to just get caught in that scarcity of, I need to do it all right now. And if I don't do it all right now, someone else is going to steal the idea. So I have a couple little pointers for you today, okay? And I want to keep this series very succinct, because mamas are busy people and I don't want to give too much information, don't want to overload you with information. So let's dive in, okay?
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network, and now a message from a network supporter.
Hey guys, I know for many of you, 2020 has been an extremely difficult year. There's been tons of fear, disappointment, uncertainty, and it just feels like it hasn't ended, right? I know a lot of my clients, people I'm working with, are struggling, and I decided to partner with Faithful Counseling because I really believe in therapy. As a therapist, I know the importance of it. I have my own therapist. I've been a part of the platform, and it's been a really big piece of my business. Being able to talk about relationship stuff, family stuff, stuff from when I was a little kid, process all of that in a safe space. And Faithful Counseling is such a simple way for you to get that support. It's a faith-based counseling service that is all done through a simple app on your phone. You have access to your counselor every day to go and get support in the chat box. They have resources for you. There is also group therapy that's available. There are trainings that are available, and you get access to your counselor for therapy. So for all of you who know that you just need someone with an unbiased opinion to listen, to help you process what's been going on outside of business, Faithful Counseling is a really great option. And they have been so generous to give our listeners a special coupon code to get 10% off your first month. I also just want to say that already before that discount, Faithful Counseling is the equivalent of a copay. It is super affordable, a really great way for people to have access to therapy who maybe couldn't afford it before. People now have access to therapy virtually, right? Because we maybe can't get out of our houses. So I am just so excited to be in this partnership with Faithful Counseling and offer this 10% off your first month for all of our listeners. So if you're interested, go on over to faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco. Again, faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco, and you will get your first 10% off. And feel free to also pass that link to anyone that you know. Therapy is something that is needed for every single person. All right, let's get back to our episode. So one of the top questions that I get is, how do you juggle it all? And can I really do it too? Okay, so my answer for you is yes, but you have to put some dreams on hold. You can't do it all right now. So I want to share just a couple of shifts with you guys that I hope will speak to you, and you'll be able to move forward and start living a more abundant life, not in that place of scarcity anymore. So number one, you can't do it all if you want to do it well. Okay? You can't do it all if you want to do it well. It's impossible. You can have a business and you can be a mom, but your expectations have to shift. Your timelines have to shift. You have to be more patient with yourself and more patient with the process. You can't, like before kids, you worked 80-hour weeks. You can't do that now. Before caring for this loved one who has cancer, you worked around the clock, and you can't do that now, okay? The process and the timeline has to shift, okay? And here's what happens when you try to do it all. I'm just going to share that with you because I don't want you to try to do it all because it's not going to work. So number one, you're doing a little of everything and nothing that you're doing is actually sticking, right? And when this happens, you're actually extending your timeline of seeing results, right? Because you're doing everything, nothing's sticking, everything is taking long, and it becomes really defeating because you're like, where are the results? I'm doing everything. Yeah, but you're doing nothing well. Number two, you're not seeing results, so you're feeling like crap. Your confidence is dipping. You don't feel good about yourself anymore because you're like, why is none of this working? And again, it's because you're doing everything and nothing's sticking. And then number three, you begin to disappoint yourself. And you also begin to disappoint other people, right? Because you're overcommitting yourself to everything and not showing up with excellence. And that's just not you, right? So here's another shift for you. Number two. All right, so first, let me just repeat this for you. Number one is you can't do it all if you want to do it well. And then number two is, but you can do something and you can do it with excellence, right? You can pick something and do it with excellence. So here are a couple pointers for you. Number one, remind yourself about the long term, right? Your kids are going to grow up. This person who is sick or this person that you're caring for, you're not going to be caring for them forever, right? This is not a forever thing. You're not putting these dreams on hold forever. Okay, number two, if you do have kids, right? and you feel like you're stretched really thin, you're still young, right? Like that's just the reality is, remember, you're still young. If your kids are even starting college, right? You are still young. You have plenty of time ahead of you. And you have to keep that in mind if you want to keep going. And number three, you'll feel most accomplished focusing on the one thing, okay? You'll feel more confident focusing on the one thing, and that's what you need to do. So this number one shift was you can't do it all if you want to do it well. The number two shift was, but you can do something and do it with excellence. And the number three shift is, I want you to start believing in perfect timing, okay? I know for a lot of people, they think it's a little woo-woo, but I really believe that there is a time for everything. And what is for us will be for us in the right timing, okay? So in order to step into this, you, number one, need to step out of scarcity. Release scarcity thinking. Number two, stop comparing your timelines with everyone else's timeline. Yours is different. And number three, remember that your time will come and it will be worth it. It will come and it will be so worth it. All right? So remember, putting your dreams on hold, it's not a bad thing. You will create more success, create more results if you can put some things on hold and you only focus on the one thing that you can do that's within your control right now and you do it well and you do it with excellence. All right, mamas, that's all I've got for you today. I'm excited to be back next week for part two of the Momming Like a Boss series. And if you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please make sure you share it with another mama, okay? I also, applications are open for my mastermind. I want to share that with you. Go over to my website, katecrocco.com/breakthrough. Fill out an application. I'd love to hop on the phone with you, chat with you a little bit about your goals and how I can support you when you're growing this business and you're growing humans and trying to do it all. We can't do it all ourselves, right? We need a community. We need a mentor, someone who can help us. So again, I'd love to hop on a call, fill out your application, katecrocco.com/breakthrough. See you guys next week.
Hey friends, make sure you subscribe so you can receive the latest episode automatically downloaded wherever you are listening to this show. We also read every single review, so make sure you let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a review. Love ya.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.